Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm John Ostakovich. Here's what's happening. We're keeping track of the COVID-19 numbers in our area. In Pennsylvania, there are 2,345 confirmed cases. Philadelphia has 637 and two people have died. Montgomery County, with 374 cases, has lost four people to the virus. Delaware County, 185 cases, three deaths. There are 144 cases in Bucks, 104 in Chester County. New Jersey, with 8,825 confirmed cases, has more than 250 in South Jersey. The state of Delaware reports two deaths among 165 cases. Back to New Jersey with 804 fatalities, six in South Jersey from COVID-19. KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden has the update.
The latest local victim to pass away, an 82-year-old Gloucester County woman with underlying medical issues. Experts are predicting a surge in the need for hospital beds, particularly up north, by the middle of next month, not to mention increased need for nurses and doctors. That prompts Governor Phil Murphy to ask for trained medical personnel out of the business to get back in.
This isn't just for New Jersey residents either. We're looking across our nation for help. Retired nurses or doctors, nursing and medical students, EMTs, former members of our Armed Services Medical Corps. If you have training, we need you.
A third of those tested for COVID-19 have it, and 8% of them are in hospitals. Murphy defends his decision to test only symptomatic people right now, if only because testing kits are hard to come by. The virus has now spread to 55 nursing homes across the state.
New Jersey has plans to address financial concerns, even as the federal government gears up to spend the newly authorized $2 trillion in outbreak relief funding. In Philadelphia, Hahnemann Hospital out, the Leah Kouris Center in. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb explained.
Mayor Jim Kenney says the city will be moving equipment into the Leah Kouris Center in the next few days and has also secured use of the nearby pavilion and a parking garage for a staging area, all at no cost to the city.
We're truly temple proud. They did not hesitate when called, and I am very grateful for their assistance and leadership as we fight this epidemic.
The space is not yet needed, despite steadily rising increases in the number of cases. Of the 637 total so far, just 50 have required hospitalization. The number of fatalities is rising, too. Health Commissioner Tom Farley reported two more deaths, both women in their 70s with underlying conditions. One was in a nursing home that's had an outbreak.
This really emphasizes the risk to nursing homes and nursing home residents. These are the most vulnerable people in this epidemic right now.
The city says it's seeing better compliance with its stay-at-home order, but it has sent inspectors out with cease and desist orders.
A liquor store in South Jersey has ceased and desisted on its own due to overcrowding. It's open again, reports KYW's Mike DiNardo.
Canal's Discount Liquor Mart in Pensauken had been closed since Sunday. In the days before that, with Pennsylvania liquor stores closed, four to five times the usual number of customers crowded into the Route 38 store. Manager Gary Brady and the son of the owner decided there was no way people could practice social distancing in those conditions.
Well, this is mayhem. In the middle of the day, we had to we had to lock the doors. We only allowed so many people to come in the store. There's just too many people in the store. Johnny Canal and I were looking at each other kind of all day like, we can't sustain this.
Brady says he decided to put people over profits and temporarily close the store. This week, Brady says every bottle in the store was sanitized, and he says now that the store is open again, only 10 people at a time will be allowed inside. Brady joked that two of his employees with strong personalities will be outside the store regulating the number of shops inside.
A Cheltenham couple are among the many small business owners who've been financially hammered by the coronavirus shutdown. Here's KYW's Paul Kurtz.
Jim and Bonnie Davalos have been getting the same message from a lot of their customers. Come back when it's safe.
They don't want us in their house. They figure they're not going to have people over and their kids are home. There's many reasons.
The social distancing thing.
Their 21-year home and office cleaning business is down more than 40% this month, forcing the couple to lay off staff. But the Davaloses say they're hanging in, thanks in part to the support of some longtime clients.
I just got one saying that they're mailing us a check, but please don't come to the next cleaning. Some people want to do it. But only for one, you know what I mean? They're just trying to help out.
And the office side of the business is still fairly solid.
Yeah, because businesses want to stay open, and in order for that to happen, they need to provide a sanitary environment for their employees.
A few Old City restaurants want to make sure the men and women who've been working so hard overtime to keep us safe during the crisis are well fed. And you can help, too, as we hear from KYW's Andrew Kramer.
Just like at most restaurants, it has not been business as normal lately at JJ Bootleggers and Burrito Bonito. So they're shifting their focus to helping others, and Ray Sheehan is working with them to make that happen.
Most hospital workers and first responders are working around the clock to help us and to protect us all, many of which don't even have time to order food. Well, we're going to fix that.
By preparing and delivering food directly to these workers. And Sheehan and the restaurants are asking for a little help from you on this one.
Anything that you donate will be used for the supplies, the food, and then the delivery of the food to the hospitals and to the first responders.
We put the link on KYWNewsRadio.com if you'd like to contribute.
That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen live anytime on the Radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.